May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love on October 27th, 2018, and today I'll be discussing the global event of personal and planetary transformation. The podcast today is called Deep Disclosure, Unveiling the High State, and I'll be going through my recent article at 2018 Global Upgrade, which I've linked in the show notes. We hear a lot about the deep state, but rarely do we hear about the high state. And the deep state usually refers to those covert corporate and government entities that have infiltrated and largely rule our system of government with little regard for representation of, by, and for the public at large. And by contrast, the high state is the emerging blueprint for a golden age, which is actually a process for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with a common shared vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the net reality of, by, and for the family of mankind in our all-connected, instant, everywhere, and interactive global village. We have unity consciousness in principle. We have global internet connection, instant, everywhere, interactive connections that define a global village in principle, but in practice, we still have that divisive discontent and dis-ease that comes from extreme polarization, as we see in the world today. I'll be discussing that. Of course, the deep state wants to foment that, the old divide to conquer, you know, agenda, and the high state is into communication, collaboration, and coordination with cooperation and co-creation of unity and diversity, the unity consciousness. And we'll be discussing that today. Again, this is difficult to comprehend, wrap your head around, because the status quo of 3D reality as we know it is so much left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law that killeth, so to speak, the right brain, whole brain, spherical, spiritual, spirit of the law, which is basically unity consciousness. And this unity consciousness goes by many names. There's different ways to understand it. You might say it's the heart of all organized religion as far as the golden rule law language for every golden age. And the comprehension of it, of the principles and the processes involved, is something that requires, you might say, exquisite metaphor for and analogies that provide a frame of reference for wrapping our heads around this understanding of capabilities that we now have with existing communication technology infrastructure. The capability for upgrade, for basically rebooting, recreating, reinventing whole systems of integration, communication, coordination, cooperation, co-creation, etc. So I'm going to go into that today, and this is, again, part of the series, the 2018 Global Upgrade series. That you could actually Google 2018 Global Upgrade, and it'd probably come right up at the top. And that this series I've been reporting since the first of 2018 has been evolving with week-to-week compendiums of videos and articles of each week since the first of the year that go into contemporary expressions of the collective consciousness in terms of geopolitical events, social, political, economic transformation of our society, what's in the news, you know, in the mainstream news is kind of a focal point for discussion week to week. And the whole purpose of this 2000 Global Upgrade series has to provide has been to provide insight and outlook for understanding the overview. You know, what is going on in the world that we don't hear in the mainstream media, sometimes referred to as the deep state corporate media. But alternative media, of course, is more free, a lot of independent voices, and people that are really wanting to keep their finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness, like a good metaphysician would do, you know, basically monitoring the vitals of the body politic. Those who are interested in this, I am serving. This is what I do with my week-to-week compendiums, and my radio shows since the first of the years have predominantly been discussing the narrative of that I orient in these compendiums week to week. So since my last show 2 weeks ago, I've been developing an article, and my process here for developing an article is to publish, you know, basically the major thrust of the article. You know, within this was published, this article, back on October 18th. But since then, I processed feedback from the article. Different people, some people are virtually editors. They help me out with syntax and grammar if, you know, if I'm a mess up in that regard. And I go back and I edit and have numerous edits and additions to this original article back on October 18th. Called Deep Disclosure, Unveiling the High State. And I provide an orientation to this big picture of global transformation in these terms of a shift from what's sometimes referred to as closed systems of the deep state and a shift towards open systems of the high state. And again, I'm talking about deep state and high state in complementary terms, like two sides of the same coin of global net reality. There's this process of a shift and a transformation, and sometimes referred to a power shift from left brain dominant linear thinking to right brain dominant nonlinear thinking. It's other times referred to as a shift from the patriarchy, which is more masculine, again, left brain dominant thinking, to more of the divine feminine, the feminine principle of right brain, holistic, nonlinear, intuitive knowing, you know, more of the high state. And you're also seeing a power shift geopolitically from Western civilization and the Western system, systems of economic, social, political, and economic control, you might say, the Western empire domination in the world, is there's a shifting to a balance with Eastern economics, the rise of the Eastern powerhouse, Asia, China, and the BRICS nations that are aligned with China, and the economic shift to their gold-backed currencies that's going on, and their sell-off of U.S. treasuries, and this whole economic shift that we've seen in the last 2 weeks, about $8 trillion in Western financials have been lost in the global market, with the biggest downturn of the economy since 2008, the 2008 debacle on Wall Street. Well, we're seeing, and it's not getting mainstream attention in the West that much. Some people are following this in the alternative media. It's one of the signs of the times of this shift that I've been talking about since the first of the year. It's a power shift, an economic shift, a consciousness shift from linear, logical to nonlinear, intuitive, holistic, common sense, unity consciousness, sometimes referred to as the high state. And we're talking about a balance of these left brain and right brain, Western and Eastern hemispheric processes and principles. And I'll be talking about that. And if we take it in this presentation, as I take it from the top, the blog article I'm referring to, the narrative I'm going through as I go through discussing the show today, there's about five different videos I have embedded in this article, the recent article, a 2018 Global Upgrade. And this one is, at, of course, heartgum.org/ deep high, deep from deep state to high state. This most recent article on October 18th. And taking it from the top, the understanding of holism, global holism, sometimes referred to as spherical consciousness or zero-point consciousness or universal consciousness. There's a video I begin with that gives a really good orientation. And this is, again, in the show notes. You want to, if you can pull up on your computer a different window and pause the podcast and watch this video, Connecting with Universal Consciousness. This is a free movie on Gaia TV that I have embedded in this article. And it's extraordinary in its metaphoric mastery of this subject of universal consciousness. So whether you call it universal consciousness or cosmic consciousness or unity conscience or the common sense, sixth sense of zero-point spherical knowing as the circle of wholeness, however you understand this relationship to wholeness, whether you call it God, love, source, it's all an orientation to fearless faith in the ordained power of love that naturally neutralizes the faithless fears rooted in inordinate dark side sense of separation from universal cosmic love. Now, this cosmic love is, of course, been, you know, I've been massaging this message not just since the first of the year, but now almost for 12 years on this BBS radio show. And those who have followed the show know that what I'm discussing, where things are going, I sometimes refer to it as future memory on the nonlinear timeline, which is kind of sounds like a contradiction in terms, but the greatest mysteries are veiled in paradox. So you think of timeline as being linear, but there's nonlinear aspects to it where the past is in the present, the future is in the present, and being fully present, you might say, is understanding that of course we are not only rerunning and recreating the past, but we're also creating the future. And the future has already happened in the cosmic scheme of things. There are those who have come back from the future, so to speak. I've reported them on my radio show, when I've interviewed over the years whistleblowers in the Secret Space Program. They're doing not just space jumps across our galaxy, but they're doing time jumps. And those who have gone into the future, come back from the future, and documented their, what was to happen, and then having seen it happen. These are the things that are going on that you'll never hear about in the mainstream media. It's like Ripley's Believe It or Not. And again, these are things I've discussed with the intention of orienting a future that we all want. That, you know, we shape our ideas of the future, and then, of course, those ideas shape us and shape the future. So the future that we all want, you know, moving towards peace and love, you know, global peace and love in terms of unity consciousness, common sense, you know, the high state that neutralizes the deep state, you know, the light side that neutralizes the dark side of the force. And again, these are metaphors that are orienting, you know, what can be, which is sometimes difficult from our prevailing awareness in 3D reality. This understanding of 4D and 5D and a dimensional shift to higher dimensions, it's like, unless a person has experienced it, it's like talking about the Internet 35 years ago before the Internet. I mean, it just wouldn't compute. People wouldn't believe you if you talked about how we would have instant everywhere interactive global village communications that would define the capability for unity and diversity so far past the prevailing compartmentalized, nationalized sense of separation from country to country and language to language, that we're seeing this shift towards the what I refer to as us, as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So we're talking about a process, moving from, you might say, a level of density of the deep state to a level of enlightenment, you know, with the high state. And the principles I quite often refer to as the gold standard is for this high state is the coherence principle. And, of course, the link I have on the word coherence, I don't just color coordinate the word usually with pink, but if you read the link, it gets into the understanding of the principle of coherence as the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and true love. And that's actually a vibration, a frequency that is like the coherence factor is in terms of the fractal order of the holographic universe. It is like the glue that holds the universe together. In the quantum field, there's a quantum principle of harmonics, sometimes referred to as the harmony of the spheres from the atomic to the galactic, which is the coherence factor is in the fabric of space and time, it is the harmonic, you might say, fabric of the universe. So this harmonic, in the full power of love, makes fear obsolete. And this understanding that fear is the opposite of love is really an understanding for anyone who has experienced true coherence, that sense of oneness with the fabric of the harmonic fabric of the universe, that it transcends all sense of separation and suffering that comes from that sense of separation. So, I mean, the simple understanding is the more love, the less fear, and consequently the less anger, agitation, alienation that goes with fear. So this is the free will choice of sovereignty. You know, individual, personal, planetary sovereignty comes back to the opportunity for a choice. You know, love or fear, and the sense of separation and divisive dissonance and disconnect and division, or you know, this understanding of love and the fabric of the universe is the harmonic, you know, that basically is into cooperation and communication and coordination with co-creation of our gifts and talents and divine inspired resources. So, excuse me, this is the intention of evolutionary ascension, you know, to basically pay attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension. And that's kind of a keynote that I quite often refer to as the process for conscious evolution, you know, an ascension to universal consciousness, to this unity sphere, this unity consciousness. So, excuse me, I shouldn't have had that milk product before the show. I'm dealing with the consequences. So, anyway, I'm talking about, again, the process of conscious evolution, ascension to universal consciousness. And I have a link that is an article. Those who are following the narrative from the blog compendium, there was an article that was just here in August 2018 from humansarefree.com, and this process of ascension to universal consciousness. Now, this is kind of a complimentary article that goes with the video I just referred to on connecting with universal consciousness. That's from Gaia TV, that you can watch that. That's free. So with this, basically, this orientation, taking it from the top, you know, the high state, unity consciousness, universal consciousness, this is basically the best way to come to orientation of, by, and for full disclosure. You know, we're hearing so much about disclosure, the full disclosure, you know, beyond fake news is the whole truth. And so full disclosure, even if it's a little bit at a time, you know, a stitch in time saves nine kind of a thing, you know, the more disclosure of the big picture, you know, the basically the whole system's understanding of, you know, the holistic interconnection of first principles that govern, you know, universal law, you know, the language of the angles, the law of the angles, the language of the angels, as far as, you know, heart coherence, mind congruence, these geometrized principles that frame the first principles of cosmic law, universal law. I've been discussing this since the first of the year, and almost all of my blogs go into it in one aspect or another. And again, bringing us around to, you know, what goes around comes around, how to discuss and discuss, you know, this understanding of the problem and the solution, you know, the deep state and the high state, and how we're, you know, involving and evolving this understanding of us as united sovereigns of Earth, what that looks like and how that works. Now, again, the direction of all this is and the blessings of the opportunity is for a variety of phenomenal, you know, resources and opportunities for global citizens, global netizens, I refer to. And we're talking about, you know, the opportunity for abundant, clean, and virtually free energy for all humanity. We're talking about enlightened civility with mass-to-mass telecommunications, telecom, as far as telecommerce, telecare, healthcare, global holistic healing with universal telecare. We're talking about cleanup of the life support systems for Earth, end of global poverty in one generation. This is the capabilities. I mean, this is what we're on the cusp of. And, of course, again, seeing how this will happen to where it becomes like virtually a self-fulfilling prophecy with clarity of vision, this is the intention, how we can create a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the future that we all want. So the more clear the vision of how this can manifest, the greater the opportunity for it to do so. And, of course, that's my intention, and this has actually been the intention of founding, from the founding fathers of America forward, the luminary leaders have basically raised the flag of this opportunity, or as Thomas Paine said, it was, you know, U.S. founding father who sparked the American Revolution with his treatise Common Sense. Back then, he said, "We have it in our power to begin the world over again." Well, we're there again. We're basically in another cycle these cosmic cycles come around to where now we're looking at fulfilling and finishing what U.S. founders began in America. We're looking at it's a global affair now. It's a global issue. You know, we have a global opportunity with a new net reality, with this new internet capability for instant everywhere interactive telecommunications, telecare, telecommerce, telecommunity, teleconscience, TLC, you might say, to the fifth power. Some would refer to this as a new common sense, a new unity consciousness. And we're talking about the same common sense that Thomas Paine talked about, but with more heart coherence and less reptilian brain reactive consciousness rather than proactive. The reptilian brain is, you know, the reactive flight versus fear, fight or flight, syndrome of the brain, which is the reptilian brain. It's reactive. The higher brain, the upper brain, forebrain, foresight, and the upper brain is more proactive. So we're talking about, again, common sense, but more from the upper brain than the lower brain, more from the proactive foresight than reactive hindsight. This is the shift in consciousness. It's a global shift. There's a global process with the internet that has liberated like a revolution, evolution in higher consciousness. So this evolution, revolution, revelations process is bringing the global community to a, you know, this global village sense of, you know, we are one, you know, I am the other, unity consciousness. And it's bringing us to this understanding of full disclosure with open systems in our all-connected internet age. And Thomas Paine once said that independence is my happiness, and I view things as they are without regard to place or person. My country is the world, and my religion is to do good. This is U.S. founding father, Thomas Paine, who sparked the American Revolution with his treatise, Common Sense. Thomas Jefferson invited him to the White House and said that we couldn't have had the revolution without him. His publication, Common Sense, was wildcat printed throughout the colonies. It was the bestseller of the day. It sparked that spirit of independence, freedom, and opportunity that went viral, you might say, and was the spark that ignited, you know, the spirit of the American Revolution. Well, the internet has done, this is what's happened with the internet. The internet has basically sparked a global revolution in higher consciousness. And we're at that same point globally now as the U.S. was back at the time of the American Revolution. And the vision of open systems in our all-connected internet age that creates an interactive system of origination of programming that's independent, people can create YouTube videos, and then the evaluation of the programming, whereby people can create new videos, taking the essence of former videos and refining it, you know, with feedback that creates new input towards the same goal of enlightened self-interest, self-elevation, you might say, as salvation for basically a new common sense of what's best for all and how we can get there, and the understanding of open systems in the process. The open systems are healthy. It's like in the environment, you know, that you'll have all these different life forms flourishing in a natural environment where all the elements of fire, air, water, and earth, you know, are in balance, and there will be like thriving numerous ecosystems within ecosystems within ecosystems, all living in harmony together. And there they're all interdependent. They're all interactive. It's like a whole. The whole system is greater than the sum of the subsystems. And open systems are healthy, but closed systems cause dis-ease, disconnect, you know, from the whole. And those disconnects and the disintegration that disconnect causes in whole systems is behind what we can see as the demise of so many species in the environment and our ecosystems of Earth. We're talking about extinction-level events with thousands of species throughout the planet because of the imbalance of closed systems that are serving themselves at the expense of other systems. They're not connected with, you know, the whole. They're out of context of the whole. So understanding systems, you might say systems theory or whole systems characteristics, there's some principles involved here. And one is that a system exists and functions in an environment containing other systems. There's all these systems within systems within systems. The body's a good example. There's the cellular systems. There are organ systems. There's the immune system of organ systems and cellular systems. And then there are subsystems, which are, you know, components of the larger systems, like there's the mitochondria in the cell, you know, the energy factory in the cell. And you can go into all these subsystems of the immune system, how they're all integrated and interactive. So these systems that share the same environment may be connected to one another through a shared boundary or interface. And how systems interface in the environment, you know, how you have a balance of nature in the environment, and how all these systems interface, this is the dynamic. How they interface is basically how balance is maintained, how homeostasis is maintained. Again, the body has an interface, you might say, whereby the whole body maintains homeostasis and health. And the interface, you might say, with the air is the lungs. The interface with the earth is the stomach and the intestines. And the interface, of course, for consciousness, as some people would say, the brain, or other people would say it's the holodeck between the ears, which is an energy field. But it's like an interface for the collective energy fields, the fields within fields of the unified field, you know, the collective fields, the morphic fields of the earth, the morphic fields of our solar system, the morphic fields around the human body, the human aura. It's all connected. So understanding open versus closed systems is important, because a system that interacts with other systems in its environment is an open system, and again interacts through this interface with the environment. This is an open system, and it helps to understand, you know, that with the internet. The global internet, there are interfaces for the global internet, for our net reality, you might say, where each individual can connect through social networks with the collective social conscience, you know, in social media. These are the interfaces that whereby we connect with other systems, you know, systems, again, within systems. So an open system is one where you can interact openly, you know, with all the systems that are out there. I'm going through this understanding because we're at a critical point. This last several weeks we've seen, and I'm going to be going into this, we've been seeing a censorship, mass censorship of hundreds of conservative websites on the internet here before the midterms. This is important to understand what's going on. We're seeing closing down of an open system. We're seeing censorship. It's very dominant. And at the same time, the last couple of weeks, we're seeing a closing down of the economic system in the West. I'm not sure how there's a direct or indirect correlation here, but we're witnessing the last several weeks has been about $8 trillion been lost in Western financials. There's a shift going on. There's been a downturn of the economy, and there's been more equity in capital markets lost in the last 2 weeks from more that's been lost than has been gained since 2008 with the economic recovery, so to speak. So there is, while this has been going on with the downturn of the economy, there's been a downturn of open systems with the censorship of hundreds of conservative websites. By Facebook and Google. So I'm going to be going into this, but of course, the key understanding is with the shift in the system is the understanding of an adaptive system, a system that has the ability to change itself or its environment in order to survive. So we're talking about social media, social networks, how can they adapt? With what kind of interface can we adapt in our social media networks to not just survive but thrive in the social media environment? Of course, I've been discussing this since the first of the year, and basically the best analogy I can think of is the immune system for the body politic. The immune system for civilization requires an adaptive system, adapting to change, adapting to stress, adapting to changes in the environment so we can not just survive but thrive. So I want to go into this in multiple ways here, talking about an understanding of the whole system of self-government in the West and the East, and how it's being reset with an internet upgrade of 5 core constitutional freedoms. Now, I have a link on that, and it goes into these 5 core constitutions, freedom of speech, assembly. You know, freedom of assembly, for example, is like the electronic town hall meetings that the internet provides. You know, the town, freedom of speech, town hall meetings, you know, during the American Revolution, that's the way government was on a local level, was taken care of. Well, now we're talking about not just local, but global. And we can have, you know, you can have electronic town hall meetings with hundreds or millions of people communicating, you know, on issues at the same time globally. And that's just one example. I can get into freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition, you know, representative government, which is really the interactive capabilities of the internet, if you think about it. We can interact and we can petition individually and collectively. You know, basically we can recycle general knowledge in the way that generates specific wisdom, sometimes referred to as wisdom of the crowd or social conscience. Or, you know, collective conscience, whereby, you know, the common sense of a group in a social media network, like an electronic town hall meeting, the common sense can generate basically a vision of what is best for all in the terms that all would agree, at least all that are intent upon what is best for all. In other words, pure intention is the beginning of this process. And we have a problem with our two-party system of representative government. It has been largely hijacked by special interests that have a vested interest for money, power, and control, you know, the corporatocracy, rather than representation of, by, and for the people. So we're talking about, you know, recalibrating the two-party system of representative government for all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. If we're going to think global and act local, you know, the same communication process that would provide a universal interface for global interaction can work, you know, for interaction locally. You know, whether you're talking about a community with a few thousand people, and how to basically involve and evolve the consciousness within that social media network of a few thousand people locally, or if you're talking about millions or billions of people globally, there are ways to, again, involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. And the principle here is the principle of, like, biofeedback. As you become conscious of how you are conscious individually and collectively, biofeedback has shown that not only do you will to control, but that you can control what was previously unconscious or involuntary processes in the body with biofeedback. Well, collectively, it's the same principle. As we become conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, you know, with this language of consciousness, and I go into this with links on the Universal Law language, and I'll, you know, be referencing that as I go in this article more. But as we become conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, we develop, you might say, common sense conscience with a capital C. You know, the sixth sense with a conscience. And I refer to sixth sense as 5D consciousness, unity consciousness, universal consciousness, which I began this podcast talking about universal consciousness. And if you watch that video that I referenced on universal consciousness and read the article on it, you have a orientation to this understanding of there is a conscience, a unity conscience that is truly universal. It is the fabric of space and time. It is all connected in the quantum field to, you might say, the mind of God or geometrically ordered divinity or the fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all connected with divine order. It's all in divine order. I mean, there is a frame of reference of universal law, cosmic law, that as it was in the beginning is now and ever shall be. So we're in a process now on the earth where this is changing. The political systems are in a process of transformation. I mean, the reason for this is really quite simple. We have a horse and buggy legislative system, you know, designed, you know, back at the American Revolution, but we're in the space age. I mean, the system as of representation, you know, we don't come together with horse and buggy now with representatives that speak for us because we can't come together all physically or mentally at the same time. But now we can. I mean, we're in the space age, the internet age, and we could be represented directly, you know, from our homes, on our smartphones, or otherwise, you know, on all issues, you know, a communication process that was interactive with an interface, a universal interface for global, local interaction. This is the global telecom model that I've been referencing since the first of the year. Those who've read about it know what I'm talking about and realize that, yes, this could happen. Again, it's like talking about the internet before the internet. I mean, this is the future. It's in the process of emerging, evolving. The internet is moving in this direction. We're still kind of the adolescent stage of the internet. The adolescent consciousness, a collective consciousness of humanity, is not quite an adult yet, but it's not a child yet anymore. We're growing up. We're maturing. And we're seeing now the system, the political legislative system, has been co-opted by dark money of the deep state corporatocracy. I mean, we've got giant special interests with huge money power agendas that have a vested interest in war, disease, and population control, if not reduction. And both political parties are virtually hostage to giant lobbies that write legislation and then obligate candidates to corporate contributors, not to public service at the highest level of best for all. I mean, that was the intention originally. And it has evolved to where, you know, this process of these giant corporate lobbies writing legislation that they then pay their candidates, their elected elected officials, you know, they who then vote, you know, in these processes of more and more corporate control that is virtually anti-constitutional. I'm talking about legislation like the Supreme Coup with the Citizens United decision. You know, the Supreme Court deciding that corporations are have all the rights of the individuals. They've given personhood to corporations. The Supreme Court did. And what's the result of that? I mean, more dark money, more, you know, basically big money, you know, buying off, paying off, bribing legislators, Congress. I mean, not everyone, but, I mean, this goes on a lot. So we've got a lot of corruption in the system, and the whole system is due for an upgrade to an adaptive, holistic, balanced system that involves universal law language. I'll be going into that. For culturing enlightened global net reality. And we're talking about a universal interface for culturing social conscience in our global social networks. So it's become rather self-evident to global humanity that leading systems of public self-government has succeeded to the point where gross defects now actually obscure gains. Gross defects are obscuring actual gains, and an upgraded system is naturally needed and is emerging to mitigate, to check and balance the inordinate love of power that is disconnected from the ordained, all-connected power of love. What we're seeing in the United States before the midterm elections right now is extreme public polarization, divisive dissonance. And the potential is for this to be mediated through the emerging global telecommunication processes that will reset or recalibrate unity and diversity with atonement, at one-ment, with the law of one, universal law language. Now, these concepts, these keynotes, are hyperlinked in the copy in this article that I'm referencing, you know, in 2018 Global Upgrade. And they're all really keynote concepts that you might say reflex or coordinate with, or, you know, basically collaborate with or correspond to this understanding of universal consciousness that I began the podcast with today. This understanding of at-one-ment or atonement, the law of the one, universal law language, and a mediation process, a universal interface for mediation of social conscience in our global social networks in a way that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C as an E equals MC squared. You know, as you approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative. Well, as we approach more social conscience with feedback of how we are conscious, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, we naturally evolve a higher conscience. Higher conscience with a capital C, you know, the high state, as in C, how we are, you know, the family of mankind in a global village, you know, one for all and all for one, you know, this common sense, unity conscience. So what we're seeing in the meantime is the signs and symptoms of dis-ease, disease as dis-ease or dissonance in the current system of government, and then this should be a wake-up call. I mean, the old order is disintegrating due to disconnect from the prime directive and the healing mandate to do no harm. You know, non-interference with the sovereignty free will mandate. So we're talking about a reboot scenario. We're reinventing ourselves. We're reinventing our social, political, and economic systems with an upgrade of communication capabilities to come into unity. Real community is, you know, is a process of coming into unity. And as we let go of the old, we are reborn into a new way of being in the world, the family of mankind in a global village. So a new global system is integrating, and it's time for, you know, Facebook and Google to be reinvented, rebooted, or otherwise, you know, recreated and recalibrated to reflect and perfect their original mandate and motto to do no evil. Now, the article that I've been, you know, the narrative I've been going through, you know, from this recent compendium now goes into several videos and articles dealing with the purge of social media pages, you know, deleted without warning. Here over the last 2 weeks, we're talking about a major purge of conservative websites before the midterm elections. And then again, this is the acting out of the deep state. You know, and we're finding out who's behind this purge, the Atlantic Council, who they are, you know, Hillary Clinton, Kissinger, and those who truly hate our freedoms, the government-funded group that's pushing Facebook censorship. There's an article from CollectiveEvolution.com and goes into explaining how Facebook has partnered with the Atlantic Council to stop fake news and propaganda, but this council is funded by U.S. agencies and massive corporations who are arms dealers and fund war and terrorism, and they have a track record of creating fake news. So a lot of misinformation, disinformation that the fake news, you know, the corporate media is not reporting at all. And the independent media is explaining who is behind this purge of independent media, why they're doing it, basically to control the midterm elections, to control, to basically provide cognitive dissonance before the midterm elections. And of course, there's agenda here, and this is all, you know, it's like we're talking about, you know, chaos before community. There's a process that this goes on, you know, before a social network or a community comes into real unity. Quite often there's chaos and dissonance, and I've talked about this in other shows and other blogs, and we're in that stage right now. Like, we're in the last days of, when I say global insanity, there's a dimensional shift going on. The morphic fields of the Earth are shifting. There's a dimensional shift. I'm providing links here in the copy I'm reading from this narrative where you can go into understanding the morphic fields of Earth, the dimensional shift, the mind field, the holographic field, the 3D patriarchal consciousness that's shifting to a 5D high state in balance with the divine feminine, and the disclosure process and how disclosure is happening. And we're talking about major disclosure, the secret space program. I've been talking about that a lot since the first of the year, and what's going on with the five alliance groups of the secret space program. David Wilcock has a lecture of that. I provided that, revealing the five alliance groups, and this was in five different parts. I provided links to all those five parts. Those different parts are mostly about 20 minutes long. The last one is shorter than that, part five. But you can read and go into this understanding of the deep space program, the different alliances. You can read more about this at divinecosmos.com or the sphere being alliance.com or dimensionsofdisclosure.com or energeticsynthesis.com. But there's five YouTube videos that I've linked here, and the one I've embedded, the first one you can watch. And pretty much in summary, you know, taking it back to the big picture where this is going, here are five things our children will soon learn for global golden age thrival, not just survival, but thrival. Number one, the learning process for lifelong learning, universal light language of consciousness. There's a link on that, understanding the holodeck of light language and what that looks like and how that works. Number two, the coherence process for lifelong love, education of the heart, the power of love. More on that, the links provided. Number three, the telecare process for lifelong health. Free online universal self-care service, what that looks like, how that works, how it's coming into manifestation as we speak. And number four, the telecom process for sovereignty, local and global co-creation dynamics for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. And five, the flow of light and love through any system acts to optimize that system by way of capstone conscience, the creative ascent process for the currency of conscience, which will define the next economy. So what we're talking about is open systems thrive, our future and our true history opens up. So there's a video you can watch on some of our true history about the pyramids around the world, the amazing story of pyramids around the world, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. And again, as far as we go into the past, we can go into the future and understand the bigger picture of the law of the one, and this is by way of understanding the secret space program, the law of the one, university and diversity, where it's going, how to get there. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. We'll be back here in a couple weeks. Happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.